to memorize or not to memorize. In the theater, you must memorize everything about your character and performance, from your lines to your stage movements, for a number of reasons. Because your dialogue contributes to moving the play along, you must know it cold and speak it exactly as written. An actor will get fired sometimes for having altered the playwright's words, even just slightly. Often, your words are to cue another actor on stage. Let's say one of your lines is, "Hail Caesar! Caesar cometh!" If you haven't got it down and don't say it, Caesar might not cometh. Public speaking is a different type of performance situation. Here, familiarization, not memorization, is the key. You want to avoid coming across as stiff and unnatural, or, as it is referred to in my business, as a talking head. Committing every word, phrase, idea, or concept to memory may cause that to happen. My client Cindy, a wonderful informal communicator, is a good example of this. Her style is loose, she is passionate, and her impact is powerful. But when it comes to giving a formal presentation or a speech, she turns into a different person. Worried that she may forget a point, she plots out and memorizes every single note or word, losing her personality in the process, along with the very charisma and energy that would make her message unique and her presentation memorable. When you are preparing for a public speaking situation, the repetitive nature of the rehearsal process enables you to remember what you must say and know why you are saying it, so you can relax enough on stage to deliver it confidently. If you are an anticipator like Cindy, who feels the need to memorize something in order to feel secure, my recommendation is to memorize your opening, your close, and your transitions. This will give you the security you are looking for without losing the style that makes the substance of your message sing. If you are interviewing for a job or college or pitching a client, you especially want to familiarize yourself thoroughly with your key ideas rather than memorize a prepared script word for word. The verbal rehearsal will help you achieve that. In order to feel confident that I would not overlook or forget anything about each prospect, here's how I went about my verbal rehearsal, preparing for a series of meetings in which I would be selling my services as a public speaking coach to some very important prospects. A lot was at stake. Each prospect was different, so there was much to be learned and remembered about each one so that I would know how to shape my message accordingly.